An orchard in Addison County remains closed to the public after 27 farm workers tested positive for the coronavirus. All of these workers at Champlain Orchards are from Jamaica, working on the farm under the H-2A visa program. That allows residents of other countries to do seasonal agricultural work in the U.S. The health department says the outbreak is contained to this specific group of workers and that the public is not at risk. VPR's Henry Epp has been following this story since it broke on Monday, and he's here now to share more of his reporting. Hey, Henry.
Hey, Liam.
All right, so on Monday we learned that these workers tested positive just after finishing a two-week quarantine period last week. What do we know about how they may have gotten the virus?
So that's really not clear. The first worker started exhibiting symptoms toward the end of the quarantine period and was tested just after that quarantine ended last week. But it appears that the two-week quarantine was not actually what most of us would consider a quarantine. According to several current and former employees of Champlain Orchards, whom I've spoken with, the workers who arrived in mid-September were kept separate from others for 2 weeks after arriving. But they were told to begin working pretty much right away, just 2 days after they arrived. So they were picking apples during that quarantine, but they were not interacting with other employees at the orchard. And two current employees also told me that the group went shopping at local stores a day after arriving at the orchard. And multiple employees also told me that they don't think enough was being done prior to this outbreak at the farm to follow health guidelines, such as wearing masks and sanitizing work areas. And I spoke to Champlain Orchard's owner, Bill Schur, and he confirmed this, both the working quarantine and the shopping trip that I mentioned. As for following health and safety guidelines, Schur said that masks have been encouraged at the orchard, but not required. And when I asked him to respond to those employee concerns about a general lack of safety precautions, here's what he said.
There's a never-ending opportunity to make improvements, and I look forward to continuing to educate both our staff and the community on measures that can be taken, and very appreciative for the support we're getting.
So, Henry, is it against state or federal guidelines to have H-2A workers stay separate but still be working after arriving here?
It's actually not. The orchard appears to have been following all federal and state guidance on this. According to Vermont's Agency of Agriculture, H-2A workers are essential workers because they're working to produce food. So it's perfectly fine for them to be working as soon as they arrive from out of the country, but they recommend they stay separate from others for 2 weeks and follow other safety precautions that all work sites in Vermont are required to abide by. I talked to the Ag Agency's general counsel, Stephen Collier, about this, and he explained why the quarantine rules for H-2A workers are different from those for leisure travelers, for example.
And so that's the distinction here, is that H-2A workers, like other essential employees, are engaged in critical agriculture. Obviously, if you have a crop that needs to be harvested and you don't harvest it on time, you no longer have a crop, and then you no longer have food.
Collier also said that the guidance is for workers to stay apart from the public when they arrive. So the shopping trip that was done would appear to be outside of those guidelines, but it's not actually breaking any rules, as far as I can tell. The health department says they were also in compliance, the orchard that is, by flying all of these workers in one plane and then having those workers take a single charter bus to Vermont.
Well, so all these workers who were infected with the coronavirus were all living in the same shared housing situation. Have you been able to find out what exactly those housing conditions are like?
So from what I've been able to learn, the H-2A workers were all living in bunkhouses, and those that have tested positive were pretty much all in the same bunkhouse. And these are fairly tight living quarters from what I've been able to glean from some conversations. There's a number of bunk beds, so one person on top of the other, as you would assume a bunk bed would be. According to Bill Schur, the owner, 30 workers were all in one bunkhouse when they arrived, and now 26 of those workers have all tested positive, and one additional worker from a different crew has also tested positive. Again, this does not seem to be in violation of any regulation or safety guidance, but of course, we know that the virus can spread easily when people are living and interacting with each other in close quarters. And so finally, the orchard is closed to the public right now, and Bill Schur said the hope is that employees will be tested again on Friday. And if they get results in time and the staff has the energy, he says they'll potentially reopen this weekend.
This has certainly been a a challenging time for us, making sure that all staff in our community remain healthy.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about this visa program, the H-2A program. How is it commonly used by farms in Vermont?
So it's fairly common among different farms. It's used seasonally for workers to come here and pick fruit or do other seasonal labor. The Ag Agency says there are about 325 H-2A workers in Vermont this year. That's actually lower than usual. Typically, it's closer to 500. Many H-2A workers are from Jamaica, including most of those who are at Champlain Orchards right now. And many of them come back to Vermont year after year, season after season.
Well, we've heard that this outbreak is contained to Champlain Orchards. So is community spread at all possible?
So the health department has continually said that the public is not at risk and that those that have visited the orchard recently are not at risk of contracting the virus, and that the apples that they may have picked or bought from Champlain Orchards are safe to eat. Still, there is testing available in Addison County at Porter Medical Center through tomorrow, and that's for people who want to test but aren't experiencing any symptoms, and there's no doctor's referral needed for those tests. So far, no additional cases have been reported in Addison County since that initial spike on Monday. One additional case, as I mentioned, of a worker at the orchard was confirmed on Tuesday. Still, 27 cases among one group is a lot, and H-2A workers don't really have many public advocates in Vermont. We hear a lot about the group Migrant Justice, which works with dairy farm workers, but they're not so much working with H-2A workers on orchards and other places. Finally, it's really important to say that no one should be judged or prejudiced against for contracting the virus, particularly when it's among a specific group of people. I want to play some tape of Health Commissioner Mark Levine. Here's how he put it earlier this week.
And I call on Vermonters again to focus on the disease and how to keep it at bay where we can, rather than creating fear, rumors, or placing blame.
That's VPR's Henry Epp. We've been talking about the outbreak of COVID-19 that was reported this week at Champlain Orchards in Addison County. Henry, thanks for all your reporting this week.
Thanks, Liam.